My name's Ken Colley and I'm an actor, and I've been asked to sit here and just talk about what passes for my career and, the life of an actor. Not easy to do, really, because there is no set way in which an actor's life happens. It happens differently to all of us because it's all about luck and bolts of lightning, as well as training and ambition and sweat and tears. Many tears. One of the things that I tried to teach when I was teaching in drama school was that if you cannot take rejection and learn to deal with it, you cannot do this job, because most of it's made of rejection. You only see the successes. Of course, you never see the failures. But there are successes, and I seem to have had a fair amount of luck. I think if I try and run back in my mind over 50 years, I've done something like, 350, 400 television appearances, 30 or 35 movies for the cinema, and about a similar number of plays in the theatre, among them being the Royal Shakespeare Company and Laurence Olivier's National Theatre Company at the Old Vic, the Royal Court in London, and a certain amount in the Fringe. But it's all the same. I mean, the play is the play no matter where you're doing it, whether it's the Fringe or whether it's a national theatre, you still give it the same wallop, or at least you should do. But I suppose if I talk about high points, it's being taken to places you wouldn't normally go and shooting on location with interesting and famous people. I had one year, I went between Hollywood shooting with Clint Eastwood, to Rome shooting with Gregory Peck and Christopher Plummer. And that was the year I got a crick in my neck, because those two were about 6'4" tall, and I had to threaten them in the scene. And if you have to threaten Clint Eastwood or Gregory Peck, you have to look up a great deal if you're my height, which is about 5'8". But still, I still call it luck. And also the thing I try to teach is that no actor ever chooses their own career. We all have an idea of the actor we'd like to be and the kind of parts we'd like to play. My favourite thing was light comedy, something in the mold of David Niven. But then I suppose you have to look like David Niven or something, and I do not. And my career was chosen for me by others, as all actors are. And I ended up being Mr. Bad or Mr. Mad, vaguely, frequently in the uniform of the SS. I think one of the worst experiences I've ever had was shooting at night in Auschwitz concentration camp in January, and it was 23 below. And we couldn't wear any padding. We had to be seen as German officers. And I think the only description of what it feels like to be in that situation that I've read is, your bones are on fire.